Hey guys, so it is an exciting Wednesday, and by exciting, I mean, yay, it's not raining. So we're going to dive on into 10 strategies that you can use to build your business on social media, not just in 2019, but as we get ready and geared up for an incredible 2020. Isn't that crazy that we already have to start thinking about 2020? Goodness gracious, I'm so excited about 2020, but first, we got to finish 2019 strong. So let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, 10 social media and business strategies that will make or break your business. Are you ready for it? Number one, give before you take. This is not just on social media, but in every part of your business, especially on social media. Help, answer questions, give value, inspire people. Yes, there are a lot of problems with social media, with marketing, with building your business. One of our jobs is not to add to the confusion and the problems, but instead to start looking for solutions. This is also easier before your business explodes, which it absolutely will if you help others first. Number two, say yes. You are going to say yes to a whole lot as you build your business. That includes podcast interviews, giving masterclasses, guest posting on blogs, showing up and doing free speaking engagements. All of those things are a part of the process before your name is established. I've literally been on so many small podcasts, and they're actually kind of more fun, and their following falls in love with you versus like when you're on these massive podcasts and you're just another guest. There's something really powerful about saying yes to things. Even if they feel like they're small or whatever, start saying yes before you start saying no. There's a season of your life and business that you have to say a lot of yes. And then there comes a season where it's time to say no. But that tipping point doesn't happen until you have traction. Strategy number three, master just one platform on social media, maybe two. I really, really want to say this because this is so important. We are consistent on multiple social media platforms, but I want you to recognize that I do have a very awesome team. I have some resources that you might not have at this point in time. And when I was building myself, I built two or three platforms at once, and I wasn't going to go for all of the platforms. The thing is, when you try for global domination like Gary Vaynerchuk or Russell Brunson, or even what you see me do on social media, recognize that a part of the reason I do that is because we have resources available. For you, the value might come in building one, two, or three platforms well and dominate those platforms. It could even be Quora, it could be LinkedIn, it could be Instagram, but really crush it on those one, two, or three platforms before you expand to more. That's going to be a time and money saving strategy that you will thank me for. Strategy number four, spend more time optimizing your social media profiles on the front end than you think you should. Literally, you guys, every single time I look at my bios and my profiles, I'm like, oh, there's still so much more I could do. It's really tough because we all kind of see like a social media profile as a resume. It's like a blank slate waiting to be filled out. But as you start to discover how they work and how people find you through them, how people are directed to your content through them, you're going to want to make sure all your links are pointing to masterclass, an opt-in, a freebie, a scheduler, your website. You can scoop up extra leads every single day. Your cover photo can explain who you are and what you do, why you're different than others on a platform. Really spend as much time as you can looking at your social media profiles with a very critical eye so that way it's fully optimized before you start marketing. Strategy number 5, don't get lost in tactics. I could say this a bajillion times, and I feel like it still would not be enough. Focus on the foundations, not on shiny object tactics. Tactics are a dime a dozen. Everybody has like this new shiny object that you'll see. They'll be like, you have to try this. And it's very distracting and actually quite detrimental to your business. Instead, if you see a technique that you like, for example, how to do a sideways webinar on an Instagram story or a bot strategy or a content distribution tactic, those types of things, while they may be called strategies, they're more of tactics if you are not currently focusing on the foundations and building several platforms very consistently. So it's not a bad thing to write them down and revisit them when your business has traction. Oh my goodness. All right. Number 6, take a moment to claim all your profiles. I use this awesome website called Namecheck. Literally Namecheck. It's like name check without the E and C. So it's namechk.com. And I use it to cross-check all of the platforms with my favorite handles. Even if you're not using those profiles now, you can secure them for later on so you're not bummed out down the road. Claim your name across all social media platforms. Strategy number 7, don't try to be someone else on social media. I literally will never forget the day and the freedom that I found when I started talking the way that I talk. And I found that people really appreciated it. They didn't feel like I was a version or a copy of Amy Porterfield or Kim Garst. They were like, wow, Rachel is her own person and she's bringing things the way that she does them. Even if that means, you guys, that sometimes I say things wrong or, you know, I stutter, I say, I'm not scared to do those things because that's just me. Don't be a second-rate version of someone else. They've already got them on lockdown. Be 110% you. Go for it. Accept yourself as you are. Go live. Do that post. Send that email. Just be yourself. Strategy number 8 is getting actually social. And I know, like, it's really tempting to create a 100% automated business that doesn't require you to ever talk to anyone or even reply to a comment or even log onto social media and say to people like, oh, a cute picture of your kids. But the reality is social media is a superpower. And I know this because I built my entire business around it and have helped tons of people to build their businesses around it. Especially early on in your business, connect with people. Don't be scared to hop onto Skype calls, talk and engage with, yes, strangers. So you're going to ignore all your mom's advice and talk to strangers. Straight up start building social media relationships. Some of my best relationships in life have come from social media and actually being social. Strategy number 9, get visible. I have a question for you. If a business is built and no one knows, does it even exist? Well, according to, for example, an accountant, no, because if you look at your bookkeeping and the numbers across the board are zero and nobody knows about it, it's not really going to be a thriving business. You've got to get visible. I have this like secret goal that I always have, and I don't think it'll ever change. I guess it's not a secret now that I'm revealing all my secrets on this podcast, but I want everyone to know my name and my face. That is my number one goal. That is how I decide to get visible every single day. If you do this, people will literally start rooting for you. Go live, post in groups, connect with people. Make sure that everyone knows who you are. And if people don't recognize you, make sure that tomorrow, next week, next year, that isn't the case. And number 10, the most important of these 10 strategies is this. Have you ever seen someone who looks like their life is a party and you wish you were invited? That can be you if you dedicate yourself to having fun. If you're silly, be silly. If you're goofy, be goofy. If you're gregarious and crazy and full of life, be that. Like, start having fun with business. It doesn't have to be boring and just, you know, numbers and stats and sales all the time. Have so much fun every single day that other people have to join you. They want to be a part of the party. Have so much fun. I hope that you've enjoyed these 10 social media strategies for 2019 and for 2020. We are going to link to an awesome freebie, which is 7 more of my favorite social media strategies. These are a little more tactic driven. So if you're not ready to implement them in your business, write them down for later. Save them, like print it out. Feel free. But you can check that out in the show notes below. It is also, if you go to my website, rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you can find the show notes there. So I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.